In this bulletin, another COVID-19 death in Victoria and 275 new cases as an inquiry investigates hotel quarantine failures. 20 new cases of coronavirus in New South Wales, and in motorsport, a high-profile driver lashes out at Formula One organisers for not taking a serious stance on racism. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia's coronavirus death toll has risen to 123 after a woman in her 80s died in Victoria. 275 new cases of the virus have been registered in the state. 147 people are in hospital, with 31 in intensive care. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says getting the virus under control requires a collective community effort.
We've all got to make the best of these very challenging circumstances. We can't afford to ignore the truth of what we face, and that is that this virus is not yet contained. We need to drive these numbers down. The powerful reality of our circumstances, we can't wish it away. We've got to put in place a strategy that will be effective, provided that everybody across the state is a part of that strategy. I'm deeply grateful to each and every Victorian who is staying at home, only going out for those four permitted reasons.
State government decision makers, hotel staff and security will be called to give evidence at an inquiry into Victoria's hotel quarantine failures. Retired Judge Jennifer Coate is heading the inquiry, alongside Counsel Assisting Tony Neal, QC. Mr Neal says the inquiry will examine the possibility that many or even all of the recent coronavirus cases in Melbourne are linked to the hotel debacle.
Comments made by the Chief Health Officer to the media have suggested that it may even be that every case of COVID-19 in Victoria in recent weeks could be sourced to the hotel quarantine program. Those assisting you are in the process of obtaining the necessary material and documents and witnesses to put before the board on that very issue.
The inquiry has been adjourned until early August and a report will be released on September 25. In New South Wales, 20 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded, which are all from known sources. Three are linked to the Crossroads Hotel outbreak, increasing that cluster to 48. Eight cases are linked to a Thai restaurant in Wetherill Park, while four are linked to the Batemans Bay Soldiers Club. Meanwhile, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has ruled out permitting Queensland border checkpoints to be moved south. Ms Berejiklian says she has no intention of allowing the checkpoints to shift location.
I'm happy to consider all options except I do not believe at any stage that we should move the border. If anything, the border should be moved north. There is zero infection in northern New South Wales at this stage, and certainly we'll do the right thing by residents on both sides of the border, but I have no intention of changing things as yet.
Australia's peak union body is calling for permanent free childcare and $30 billion in annual government funding for major projects. The ACTU has launched its economic reconstruction plan to steer Australia through the pandemic and create 1 million jobs. It's proposing the federal government invest $3 billion to create 350,000 jobs in tourism, hospitality and the arts. It also contains a proposal for $1 billion a year to be spent on TAFE to provide 150,000 free places and 10,000 jobs. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says Australians need more support and they've already suffered enough.
Those people who've led us on the front line of dealing with it and shown extraordinary flexibility, willingness to work hard in often ways that they've never had to work before. And also we see the thousands and thousands of people who've lost jobs and lost hours and lost pay. Working people are suffering and they're very anxious.
In sport, Lewis Hamilton has urged Formula One organisers to do a better job in taking a stance against racism. Drivers were only allowed to kneel for a matter of seconds before the Hungarian Grand Prix. The incident overshadowed Hamilton's record equaling eighth career victory at the track.
They've come out saying that they're going to be fighting for diversity and end racism, but they're not giving us the platform to continue that because of, you know, it's rushed, it's all rushed. So I think they can give us more time.
Hamilton joins Michael Schumacher as the only drivers in Formula One history to win at one track 8 times. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth is expecting a sunny day and 21 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy and 14. Melbourne, a shower or two, 14. Hobart, cloudy, 12. Canberra, morning frost, then mostly sunny and 13 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 16. Similar in Sydney, a top of 17. Also mostly sunny in Newcastle tomorrow and 17 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 21. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.